Welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of the show. It's me, Justin. How are you guys doing? It's a good week. I hope you guys are doing well, staying safe, wearing your mask. I'm doing the same. This coronavirus is not getting any better. But yeah, this has been a good week for me, and this is going to be a really good episode as well. So if you're listening to the show, this show is all about bringing together people with different perspectives. I might record with somebody with a different gender, different cultural background, people who are different from me, because I think that our differences inform our opinions and it always makes for great content. So if you're new to the show, thank you for joining. It's going to be a good episode. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts and you listen there like every week, you know, go on and, you know, leave a review if you feel compelled. Leave a rating. We love to see it. If you're listening on Spotify, feel free to follow as well. I really do appreciate the support. And as always, you guys can follow me on my social media as well. All of that is linked in the description. And yeah, so we are joined by friend of the show, Steffi is here.
Yes. Hello. Welcome. I'm back. Polar opposite listeners. This is my... What is it? So I made it. Final callback.
Yeah, she's made it through the auditioning phase. She's just moving up in the ranks. She's got the role now.
Yes. Finally on set.
Yeah. So you guys know Steffi. Steffi, tell the people like your social medias, where they can find you, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I have a YouTube channel. It's called In My Humble Opinion. Which is actually how Justin and I first got connected. And then I also have a podcast. It's called Diva Dailies. You can follow the podcast. It's at Diva Dailies Pod. And then if you want to follow me on social media, I'm at INN_MHO on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, yes. Y'all listen to her podcast. Watch her YouTube channel. There's good content for all you people that love pop culture.
Yeah.
Y'all get a ringing endorsement from me. So you know that if I'm endorsing something, it has to be good.
Seal of approval from Justin.
Yes, a red star or whatever.
Yeah.
whatever they call it. So this week, you guys, off my chest, I'm going to save that for later because this episode is basically an entire off my chest segment. So y'all will understand more when we get to our main topic. Steffi and I, we always have conversations all the time, whether that's in the DMs or after we record an episode, talking about our gripes, what we love, what we hate about doing what we do, because we are both creatives. I have a podcast. Steffi has a YouTube channel and a podcast. So we're approaching this episode from those two different perspectives, because it is different doing everything for a podcast than it is running everything for a YouTube channel, because podcasting is not easy sometimes. So on this episode, it's kind of like an actors on actors episode. So if you guys don't know what that reference comes from, I'm really big into movies and television. So there's a YouTube channel. I think, is it The Hollywood Reporter?
I think Actors on Actors is Variety, and then Hollywood Reporter does their roundtable.
Okay, that's right. So Variety has this series on YouTube called Actors on Actors, where, you guessed it, actors interview other actors. And we kind of get an inside look into the inside mind of actors, how they approach roles, their experiences working with each other or working with other people in the industry. And it's kind of like insight into their industry and how they operate as actors. So on this episode, Steffi and I are going to do a creators on creators episode where y'all are going to look into,
here we go.
Y'all are going to look into how we operate, you know, what goes into being a creative and giving you content week to week. Because as I mentioned before, it's not easy. It's hard. So y'all are going to get like an inside look on kind of what we go through, and hopefully y'all find it interesting. Do you want to go first? Am I putting you on the spot?
I mean, I guess, okay, I could go first. I mean, really simple then. Okay, so Justin, why did you decide to start a podcast?
Okay. So as you guys know, Steffi mentions it from time to time. I used to be what they call a thespian
yes, I love
in high school. Yes. So I used to do acting in high school. I really loved it. After when I went to college, I dropped that. I focused more on school, but I've always felt like there was a void in my life. I felt like there was this emptiness where I needed something creative to do because obviously I loved doing theater. I loved acting. And when I went to college, like I wasn't doing that anymore. So it's like apart from school, what else can I do to put something out into the world? Because I feel like I feel like everything is meant to be. There's a reason why I had that inkling to start something. There's something in me that was like, I'm not fulfilled. Like, it can't just be school and that's it. Everybody has their passion project. Everybody has some kind of creative outlet that they go to de-stress. And something aside from real life that makes them happy. Some people, it might be a YouTube channel. Some people, it might be art. Some people, it might be design. For me, I was like, you know what? People say I'm funny. I love talking to people. Why don't I start a podcast? So I decided, and I haven't looked back since. It's been something that I've enjoyed doing so far. And, you know, I love it. So that's why I started a podcast, because I just felt that there was something missing in my life. And there was a void that needed to be filled. And the podcast is doing that for me at the moment. I guess I would have the same question for you. So you started out on YouTube before you began your podcast. So why did you begin your YouTube channel? What was your motivation for beginning that?
Okay, so I feel like it's very similar to you in that I'm used to having some sort of a creative outlet. And during that period in my life, I was like, oh my God, I don't have any creative outlet whatsoever anymore. So I was like, okay, like let's start a YouTube channel. But I did have a YouTube channel. It was like a collab joint channel with two of my friends.
Ooh.
And that was just, it was very hard to maintain because it was like, okay, the three of us, like, I mean, it was with two of my friends, but they're sisters. They're twins, actually. So it was, the issue was more like me meeting up with them. And at times, you know, it was just really difficult to do. Like, collaborating, which we will get into in general.
Yes, thank you for saying that, because I was like, ooh.
is a bit difficult to do because, you know, like, you have an idea and then the other person may have an idea and there may be compromises that have to be made. And there's also, like, scheduling that I feel like a large part of why sometimes certain things don't work is because your life timeline and their life timeline and schedule is just like so off. Like, I know obviously we both want to make this work, but like, I don't know if this is just like really hard to make happen. But yeah, so we did have a YouTube channel together and it didn't really, like, I mean, it was nice practice getting to, you know, how does it feel like to film oneself and edit and all of that. And then we kind of let that, it was weird, like we just never like spoke of the channel ever again. Like, we would hang out too,
how
but we
weird.
Just like never spoke of it. And then, like, after I had graduated, I was like, okay, like, now, like, I need to do something. And I always had that desire to want to do YouTube still, like, at least making content. And then that's when
to create
exactly. So that's when I decided, like, okay, let's do this.
I don't know what to ask next. I can go into working with other people. I can go into...
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, we can get into, like, the collaborative. Okay, so do you want me to ask my question?
Oh, sure, sure.
Okay, so Justin knows this question is coming.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun.
So for those of you who have been listening to Polar Opposites since, like, day one, you'll know that Justin used to have a co-host with him who was permanent from week to week. And if you've ever listened to my podcast before, the first couple episodes, I used to have a co-host who was permanent with me from week to week. And you know, we don't have our co-host with us anymore.
I know, look at that.
So I first wanted to ask, what was that transitional period like for you, Justin, from when you had a permanent to when now you're like, oh my goodness,
oh,
it's
goodness.
Just going to be me. Like, what was that period like for you?
Okay. Well, so yeah, as Steffi said, I used to have a permanent co-host who's no longer on the show anymore. So initially when I started, I was new. I was excited. I just wanted to begin. So my thing is, I didn't really vet the people that I was considering to come on the show. I was more so as like, oh, I have a friend that's in town with me that wants to do it. Why don't we just do it together? And that was, I think, my first mistake. I think that whenever you're working with somebody, you have to make sure that that person is just as committed as you, that that person cares about the things that are up for discussion, and that that person is going to be willing to put in the same amount of work that you're putting in. Because I think that when you're working with other people, it's kind of like a marriage. And that's what I'm realizing now that I'm no longer working with anybody, that it's kind of like a marriage. You really have to put in work to not only the work relationship, but with the friendship as well. Because before anything, we were friends. So I think that it's important to remember that aspect of it when you're deciding to work with somebody. Because, you know, if you were friends before, you should be able to be friends afterwards. And I think for me, I focus too much on the business aspect and on the podcast rather than focusing on our friendship. And I think that with podcasting or with releasing any type of content, you record, then there's an editing phase, and then it comes out. And then before you know it, 2-3 days later, you have to record another episode. Sometimes it's easy to neglect that friendship because you're too focused on, okay, we recorded, what's the next topic? Okay, what's next? And, you know, looking back at it, that's something that I would have spent more time on, making sure that we're talking to each other, that we're communicating well, because I think that that's important in any working relationship. Because I don't know how other people do it. Now that I'm not working with other people, I enjoy it more. Because I have that creative freedom. Because for me, towards the end of our run, we were having difficulty agreeing on topics. I would want to discuss something. I would think that something is a really good topic. And then she would, you know, think otherwise or have other things that she wants to talk about that I don't really care about talking about. And I think that that's a big thing. And I think it kind of goes with the title of the show. You have two people that never really, you know, see eye to eye. But I think that at some point it can become a detriment, because if you're working with somebody, you have to be willing to compromise in some way. And that was difficult for me because I have a vision for where I see the podcast going, and she has a different vision. And I think that if those things don't align, it's not beneficial to continue anymore. And that's what happened.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Because I was going to ask, like, do you prefer the way it is now, or did you like having that permanent person with you? But
That's a two-sided question, because I think I do personally enjoy the way it is now, because I get to discuss what I want without having somebody to say, hey, what do you think about this? And then that chance of them saying, yeah, I don't like that. And then a possible good idea, you know, going down the tubes because that other person doesn't agree with it. I get to have whoever I want on the show. I get to talk about whatever I want. I have that creative freedom.
But do you ever get like, because, okay, this is the thing that amazes me about Justin's podcast, is it seems like almost every single week you have like a new person, even if it's like someone we had previously heard, you still manage to get like a new person. Like, does that ever stress you out in terms of like, okay, oh my God, I have to hustle and find someone for this next episode? Because like for me, that's the thing that stresses me out now versus when I used to. Yeah, like, I mean, like, there's definitely like, if you, especially if you've listened to my podcast, you've heard there's people that I do like asking back on, and sometimes they'll be like back to back to back, it's just that person, right? But it's really because like for me, I think I'm someone who I liked having a permanent person there with me, so I didn't necessarily need to like really really hustle and be like, oh my God, who am I gonna find, but I also think maybe it's a little bit different because the people that you have on, for the most part, like, these are people that you know, or like they're your friends, right?
Well, it helps to have a lot of friends, because I do have a lot of friends, so and I think people...
Justin's like, I'm popular, so I really don't have that problem, Steffi. That's too bad, like, you don't have any friends, but
not at all. But I'm just saying, honestly, I do have a lot of friends, and most people, when you bring up the idea of joining them on an episode of a podcast, that's exciting for them to you know, speak about certain topics, to have it go out into the world and have other people hear them in a public way. I think it's exciting for a lot of people. So for me, not only do I have friends that are willing to do it, I think that it's easier because it's exciting to be asked to be, you know, on a podcast episode. So in that sense, like, initially I was like, man, how am I going to continue? And I think that was maybe a thought that you had once your, you know, partner wasn't able to do the show anymore. It's like, man, should I stop the show? Because I remember asking you, I was like, man, like, if this wasn't able to work, like, would you care to listen?
Yeah, because, I mean, around that period of time, Justin had DM'd me and was like, what do you think, about if I continue this? And I was like, yeah, Justin, like, you can totally continue this, like, on your own. You have, like, you definitely have, like, a presence on your podcast. Like, don't think that you can't do it just because, you know, she no longer can. The podcast may function a little bit differently, but you can definitely do it. But, mm-hmm. I mean, that also kind of makes sense, too, for you, because, I mean... since you're doing it with your friends most of the time, like, you're asking these people mm-hmm. to come on, like you said earlier, you're like the first person in your circle to have a podcast, so it's like, oh, this is like right. this is like a cool thing, and like, because they're your friend, you kind of like, you already have that established relationship with them, you know that there's like right. chemistry there, because mm-hmm. oof, man, sometimes, like, for me again, like, with the nature of how I run my podcast, like, it is uh-huh. really like, we're just gonna cross our fingers, ladies, and hope for the best. Like, I get so nervous.
I couldn't do that. Like, you really don't know how an episode is gonna turn out, because each guest offers you something different, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Because even for me, like, sometimes I'll have people on. There was a period of a week where I recorded 3 different episodes with 3 different people.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I hated all of them. And y'all know me, if the content is not good, it will never, never, never see the light of day. So all 3 episodes, I was like, I'm not releasing any of these. So for a week, I just didn't release an episode. So that's just how it is. And it's not to the fault of the people I recorded with. Sometimes it's my fault where I didn't plan enough. So the episode wasn't as structured and it just felt all over the place. So it's like, ugh, this is not going to be good. So I just don't feel comfortable releasing it. I just get self-conscious about it.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I definitely think, like, there is such a thing as, like, quote-unquote, like, podcast chemistry. Like,
yes.
It's a lot... I think some people truly think, like, when it comes to podcasts, it's just a matter of, like, well, you just, like, plug in your mic into your computer and grab a friend and start talking. It's like, oh, no. No, that's not it. Like, you can't just... I mean, I guess you can do it, but... And for some people, that works, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like for most of us, that doesn't work, and... I don't know, you just, like, also think, too, you can't expect to have chemistry with every single person.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, like, I don't know, because there's definitely been episodes of, not of your podcast, but I've listened to other people's podcasts where I can tell when the episode is good because, like, oh, these two hosts really have, like, they have nice chemistry versus, uh-huh. like, when they bring someone on, like, they've never really... talk to before,
yeah.
you can kind of tell
not the same.
Yeah, exactly, and you're just like, oh, yeah, oh man,
like, yeah, ugh. That's it's hard, like, bringing on the, you know, the right guest is difficult, even for me, even with my friends, like, some people might be my friends but they're not good on the podcast, and that's
oh,
okay,
right.
So I learned that the hard way, and I'm like, hey, never having this person back on, so
just like making a note, like an asterisk, like, okay, we won't know.
Yeah, and it's okay, because, you know, each person brings on something different, and maybe the listeners of the show like that episode, and that's okay, because maybe there's episodes that I hate, but people love, because there's been episodes that I really hated, and some people be like, oh, I love that episode. I was like, really? Mm. And so, I don't know, it's different for each person, but, yeah. like, working with other people, I don't know how other people do it, because like you were saying before, especially if you're recording with more than just one other person, you have 3 other people that have a different vision that maybe want to talk about other things, so how do you go about, like, you know, coming together and compromising? I just couldn't do it, because you see the way I run my show, whether that's the stuff that I post on social media, whether that's the topics that I discuss or the way I run my show, I like things done a certain way, and it'd be hard for me to compromise on the way I see things if that other person doesn't see things the other way. And I'm not this, like, toxic person that just can't work with anybody. I'm just, like, a meticulous person, and I like things to look nice, sound nice, and just be good quality.
Right. Yeah, totally. Because you have, like, I mean, there's a standard here, and the standard has to be met. It's not working, you won't hear your episode, ladies.
Yeah, you just won't hear it. You just won't hear it. Oh, so it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, you started with a YouTube channel, and then you also added, you know, a podcast to that. Has podcasting been everything that you have been expecting? Do you like it? Is it tedious for you? Like, what is your take on podcasting from the perspective of a YouTuber?
Oof. Okay, so I feel like, wow, there's a lot to unpack there. Okay, so
right.
I feel like, okay, when I started off my podcast, really, like, the basic conceit was, like, I want to talk about divas and like diva movies and all of that. And I originally did my podcast with my friend, and this was someone who I trusted her, and I like the way we talked on the podcast is essentially how we talked in real life. Like, these are just things that we talk about. So I liked having her by my side doing the podcast thing. But then when she was unable to continue the podcast because of, you know, like personal reasons, and like it was totally fine because she had a lot going on in her personal life. And I started to kind of evolve the podcast into something else where it was like me now hustling to find like people I truly have never interacted with like ever.
Right.
Like,
that is scary.
And most of the time, too, like, you know, some of the people that I've had on my podcast, there are people who know me from YouTube, so they watched my channel, and then they were like, yeah, I'd love to come on the podcast. And while, yes, it was exciting to actually, you know, finally get to talk to some people who've been watching my channel for some time, there was also kind of this, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, it was, like, a bit of, like, an imbalance of, like, oh my goodness, this person knows so much about me,
right,
and I don't know, I literally don't know anything about them.
That's so interesting.
Yes. And then there's also this like added layer too of like, oh my God, like I hope who I am in the video. Like, I mean, I'm pretty much the same how I am in real life as I am in my videos at least.
Right.
But I hope like I'm like not ruining like an image that you have constructed about me once we do start to interact with each other, and it's like I don't want to make this other person feel uncomfortable because they are helping me out by coming onto my podcast, and like this is great, but then at the same time I don't want it to be this weird like dynamic where it's like I'm up here and you're down here, like I don't know, it was just like it was like suddenly I was juggling a lot of things that when I had initially decided like yes I would like to do the podcast, those were not things that I was considering. Period.
Right, because you and like Steffi mentioned it a little bit at the beginning, but Steffi and I guess the way we met is kind of like non-traditional, because I was a fan, or I still am a fan of
not anymore, got to know her, overhyped.
Like I was a fan, you know, of Steffi's show. Like I've been following her for 3+ years now. And you know, like talking to her a little bit online and then following her, and then with me starting my podcast, like we've actually become like actual friends. Like I consider Steffi like an actual friend.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you don't go into it thinking I'm going to be friends with this person. And you know,
right.
Like
yeah,
people
yeah.
don't do that. It just happens naturally. And I think that maybe a hard thing that you're like having to go through is that balance of, you know, it's hard. You know
what I'm
trying to
say? It's like totally, because I mean like it's also kind of this like, you know, like even in real life you don't want to be like in a position where you feel like you're kind of like forcing a friendship.
right
That sounds so mean, but like oh man, I feel so bad. But it's like you I'm like I'm getting so nervous
trying to
like,
pick her words wisely.
Yeah, I'm like because obviously you do want to, you want to be friendly. I'm a friendly person. But at the same time, there's kind of like, I don't know, there's like certain boundaries that you obviously do have. And then obviously like the more you start to get to know someone, you know, those boundaries, like you kind of start to ease off a little bit. But sometimes it's like, yeah, if you come across those people where it's like, you give them an inch and they will like take the mile, and you're like, okay, wait a second here.
I love how I'm saying yeah as if I experienced that.
Like,
yes.
Like even oh my God, like okay, so I did a live stream like a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And Justin was in the stream at one point, and like I used to be really consistent with my live streams, but I really don't do it anymore. I think honestly, like maybe subconsciously, this is part of the reason why I don't do it anymore, is because like in the most recent stream, I think my audience has grown like a little bit since then. And some people like they started like full on like donating money just so I would like
read their comment.
And I'm just like, oh my God, like this is weird. Like I feel like Jennifer Lopez and Hustlers like swinging around her pole. Like I'm just like, oh my God, what is happening? Yeah, I'm just like, oh man, it's a lot. And then like sometimes like when I do a live stream, for example, there are people who they get very upset if you don't read their comments.
Mm.
And they start to take it personally. And then, I don't know, it just kind of, it like, gets to a weird place where you're like, I'm sorry, I'm like, I'm not like personally doing this to you. It's just there's a lot of people here in this stream that I'm trying to pay attention to, and right. now you're getting mad at me because I'm not paying attention to you. But it's like, sweetie, there's other people here.
Right. Right. And it's just, I think setting boundaries is important. And, ooh, you know, one thing for me is, like, yes. with doing a podcast, a lot of y'all don't see me. Like, especially since I haven't added, like, the video component to it. A lot of y'all that listen every week, y'all just hear my voice. And I think there's something about hearing somebody's voice that allows you to feel more connected to them than YouTube. I don't know if that's makes sense. I feel like, in a way, like, a podcast is more intimate than a YouTube channel because all you're hearing is my voice. I'm in your ear. I'm in your kitchen. In some instances, I'm in your bathroom as you shower. Like, so it's like some people feel like they know me. And I feel like with all the stuff that I talk about on the show, I feel like you are justified in a way to think that you know me. Of course, like you're listening to me for like an hour plus every week versus like a 20 or 10 minute YouTube channel. I feel like there's a way you can know me more. But for me, one thing that my friends were telling me is that, you know, you have to let down the barriers at some point. Because before I started the podcast, my personal page on Instagram was private. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to like open myself up with a podcast, some people are going to want to get to know me. And I think that they have a right to know me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to unprivate my page, allow people to see the real me because I want to be as transparent as possible. But at the same time, I have to maintain my boundaries as well.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty sure you post this on, well, now you said your personal page is open, but you every now and then will post like, hey, you guys, like if you ever need something and you're going through something and you need someone to talk to, my DMs are open. Like, have you ever, like, through posting something like that, gotten a message from someone that was like, Justin, I'm really going through, like,
why am I laughing? Patch
right now. Like, help me. Like, have you ever gotten a message like that?
Okay, so when I do post, hey, if y'all need anything, I'm always here to talk. On Instagram, there's this tool called Close Friends where you're able to limit how many people can see story.
Wait. Oh my God. So you post that on your... I'm sorry.
Yes, but the thing is, I get to pick who gets to be under that close friends, and none of the people that are under that are like fans of the show. Because I feel like yeah. See, so are like my friends, like in real life, that I consider like good friends or the people that I like. It's like about 50 people that are in my like little close friends thing that sees that.
With that being said, though, despite that kind of being like close to a certain group of people here, do you still ever have people who are fans of your podcast that reach out to you and they have messaged you saying like, I feel like we're friends or blah blah blah? Have you ever gotten any kind of message along those lines?
I mean, kind of, in a way. They're like, I feel like I know you. But it's never anything uncomfortable. And the thing is, with saying this, I don't want to make anybody that listens to the show feel like by reaching out, like I feel uncomfortable by that.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That's not what I'm trying to say at all. Because I really do encourage people to talk to me because I feel like if I'm, you know, able to spew all this into the world, sometimes people, you know, have something to say. And I think that they have a right to voice something to me, whether that's a frustration, whether that's, oh, I really like this. Or, you know, I feel like you have a right to do that. So, I don't know. I don't want to make people feel like, ugh, Justin's going to think that I'm too much if I'm messaging him. Not at all. Yeah, especially the people that do reach out to me. Like, I like you guys. You guys are cool. And that's the lucky thing with me, that the people that have reached out to me are normal people. And I'm so thankful that my fans. Emphasis on the normal people, because, you know, some instances you might develop stans, people that really do think that they know you, but there's no way that they can know you at all by the content that you put out, and it can be uncomfortable.
And it's hard. I mean, that's the kind of the thing that's hard about making quote unquote like non-traditional media versus like being in a traditional media space. It's like, you know, with like actors and actresses and singers, because those industries have been around for so long, there is kind of this understanding of like, okay, like, you know, there's like kind of established etiquette there. Whereas with like non-traditional media spaces, like a YouTube channel or a podcasting, because a large part of that is personality based.
Yeah.
People do they get to know you on a personal level, and then they in turn obviously feel like they're getting to know you and they feel closer to you. But then at the same time, it's kind of, it's difficult to navigate because as people on the creator side, it's like we do want to connect and engage with our audience, but then at the same time, it's like there still needs to be that boundary there. But like, how do you maintain that boundary when like a large draw is like, oh, I feel it's like really feeling like you know that person on a personal level. Maybe it's like, I feel like it's even more difficult to navigate when you are like smaller versus someone who has like millions of subscribers. But like, even that, I'm just like, would you ever want to get to I mean, like, obviously I think for both of us our goal is to grow and like have as large of an audience as possible, but would you, how would you feel like if you ever got to a point where it was like so big and you like started having stands, like how would you?
Oh, well, first of all,
Justin was built for this, remember?
First of all, yes, as Steffi said, I was built for this. I was built for the fame. I can handle it.
remember when you
this. I was built for this. I'll never forget that episode of the Stan episode. Man. Yeah, with Stans, I feel like I was built for this. That was so funny. God. But I feel like I was built for this. But if the podcast ever does get that big, I wouldn't be running the podcast page anymore. I would have discretion when answering my DMs. Like, I won't answer everybody's because I feel like the volume of, you know, inboxes I would get would be just too much.
Right.
So I feel like in that way, people will see how many followers I have and be like, okay, it's understandable that he's not going to be able to answer every single, you know, DM that comes his way. And the fact that I'm not, you know, running the podcast page, it removes me a little bit because it's like, even with big podcasts, it's not guaranteed that the person running that Instagram is the actual creator of the podcast, you know?
Right, yeah.
Maybe their personal page, that's the case, but maybe not the podcast page. So I feel like they are removed from that in a way, more so than we are.
Right. No, that's good. Justin is so smart when it comes to these sorts of things. Like, I remember we were having this conversation and I think you had told me like, yes, you don't follow back every single person that necessarily like follows you.
Yes. All of you guys that listen to the show, you might have followed me on my personal page, you might have followed me on the podcast page. I feel like it's really important for me to establish boundaries. If you follow me first and we interact back and forth all the time, then I'll feel comfortable to then, you know, request to follow you, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that makes that makes sense. I think, yeah. I feel like for myself, I'm so inconsistent, which is like really fucking bad. Potentially can lead to problems.
Yeah.
But ever since Justin told me that's what he did, I was like, ooh, that's smart. I should be doing that as well.
Because I want to be respectful to you guys. Maybe you don't want me to follow you and see all the stuff that you post, but you just want to follow the page to see what I post. In that regard, I think it's only fair for me to not follow back. And then if we do engage back and forth and I feel like it's weird at this point to not be following you, then I'll follow you back. Because I feel like it's, I don't want to ever feel like I'm coming off as, ugh, I'm too above you to give you a follow.
Right. So. Yeah. Exactly. I think that's always my fear. It's like, I never want to make other people feel like, oh, I'm like, you know, I'm better than you. Like, I never want it to be.
Even though you are.
Even though you know, like, I am. I'm just kidding. But I never want to make the other, like, other people who follow me, like, feel like, oh, God, like, she's unattainable. Like, I can't talk to her. But then at the same time, like, this is my problem. And Justin and I have had this discussion off mic is me. I am too, like, I'm too nice. I'm too friendly.
Yeah.
That's all Justin says. Yeah. And that kind of has gotten me in interesting situations.
Yeah, I do feel like you can be too nice, because based on the stuff that we've talked about in private with situations that you've gone through, I was like, man, I would not have handled this at all. Because I feel like if when you put like a stop to something initially, then you don't have a problem to deal with. But when you let something continue for too long, you can then reach a space where if you decided to put a stop to it, it can get uncomfortable for both people. And it's hard to navigate that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would be interested to know though, Justin, since you cover so many you cover from time to time like pretty like controversial topics, you'll get into some sensitive spaces. Have you ever had an instance where maybe you got some like not so nice comments, and then how did you deal with those messages?
Ooh, not so nice comments. Have I ever? Not really. If anything, it'll be somebody pointing out something wrong that I said.
Okay.
If I like misspoke. Nobody's ever like been negative. Most people do enjoy the show and I'm thankful that they do like it. One thing I do wish is that people are scared to be constructive. When you are a creator, people are afraid to tell you ways that you can improve. Or maybe, you know, since they don't come at it from a creator standpoint, they're just a consumer and it's like, oh, that was good. But I know in the back of my mind, I'm like, you know, this podcast can't be just all perfect. You know, I'm sure there's things that I can improve on and it'd be good to, you know those things. And with me, you know, whereas you have the issue of having to deal with people reaching out to you and where to draw the line, for me, I want more people to tell me what they think of the show. That's why I always tell you, review, rate, let me know what you think of the show and ways that I can improve. If I know I want to add video to the show, I know I want to have a channel for the show where people can see me and connect to me in that way. So I know there's always something I can improve upon. Are people liking the show? Do people like that I'm having a different guest on each week? Like, what do people think? Like, I don't know. Because the thing with me is like podcasting is kind of like a thankless job. You and I see the numbers of people listening. But with podcasts especially, I feel like people don't reach out as much. Because I know how I interact with the podcast I listen to. I never email. I don't follow them on Instagram. I don't reach out. So it's like, it's weird for me to expect that from the people that listen when I don't even do that with the podcast I listen to.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, like, I will say objectively, I think Justin does a really great job with like consistently promoting his podcast and engaging the audience. No, Justin, you do that. Literally every single time I podcast, I'm like, yeah, you guys, if you want to follow the podcast, it's at Diva Daily's Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Does she post on Instagram? Nope. Does she tweet? Nope. Only at like 2 a.m. when the episode comes out, and then she's never seen again. It's just like, by the time I get to that point in the process of things, I'm like, fucking over it. I'm just like, good God, yeah. Let it be out there. I don't want to think about it. Like, if there was a way for me to, if I had the money to hire someone to literally, like, that's their thing, is the social media aspect of it, I would, yeah, fine, go ahead, run with it.
Yeah, go for it.
Like, engage with the audience. Like, they'd be so good, because like, by the time I get to that step in the creative process, I'm like, I'm tired. But Justin really does a good job with like, every day, like, you'll see, like, you know, a little snippet here of like, here's the audio, he has polls, he has just like, oh my God, Lord.
I try.
Really good. Justin's really good at that.
Sometimes I wonder, do I post too much? Do people get annoyed when I post? I think about stuff too much. So I have that in the back of my mind, like, are people annoyed? Do I post too much? Do I need to pull it back a little bit? I don't know. Like, I guess you see all the posts, so what do you think? Or maybe you don't care.
I think that's good though, because it's like, you're like constantly on, I mean, like, that might, if you're on the creator and you're like, ooh, is this too much? But like, as an audience, as a consumer, that's good that like, oh yes, I do need to listen to this episode. Or, oh yes, Justin did guest on a episode on another podcast, so I need to check that out. Like, it's nice to have that like reoccurring thing, and it's like consistent too. And I think you do a really good job, especially with that, because
I appreciate that,
girl. I understandably
because people podcasting is hard. Like, I know I might make it seem easy with what I post and how an episode comes out consistently every week, but it really is taking a toll on me. My sleep schedule is really bad. You know, it takes a long time to edit. It takes me like hours to edit. I remember one time I started at, you know, 10 p.m. and I didn't finish till 6 in the morning.
Right.
And that's when I, you know, recorded last minute. So I had to get everything done. It'd be nice to spread it out, you know, throughout the week as I normally do. But, you know, it's a lot of work and it's very time consuming. So for me, one thing that I hate is people not being respectful of my time. I try my best to give people enough time to prepare for an episode. And I feel like, especially if I, you know, told you that you're going to be a guest on an episode and I told you the day, if I'm asking you like, okay, what aspect of this topic do you want to talk about? And I'm not getting a response. And then the day before an episode is going to come out, you asking me, am I ready to record? That's kind of, it gets annoying sometimes. It's like, I spread myself so thin. The least you can do is just be responsive and be respectful of my time. Cause it is precious. Cause I don't know if there's situations where you record an episode and you're like, oh, 2 days before an episode is supposed to come out. And then it's like this never ending process.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, podcasting is one of those things, like, listeners that it feels like the train, it never stops. It's like once you feel like, oh, I'm so happy, like I finished this episode. Well, guess what, girl? You got to do it all over again.
Yeah.
To have the next episode up on time next week. And like it never stops. So you just got to like keep going. And in that way, I feel like something I feel like I've learned by doing the podcast is like having some sort of like stamina.
Yeah.
Because
because
like you can really like feel like you just want to take a break in the middle of everything. But like, you know, the thing is, if you do take a break, it's like the show, it's not going to get done. That's another thing. It's like you learn a lot of like self-discipline by like creating, especially as an independent small creator online. Like truly, there is no one telling you. Like really, there is no one telling you like you have to do this. It's not like there's a parent telling you to do it or like you
it's
have
like
a
college.
Boss. Yeah, it's like it's up to you. If it's up to you to get it done, and if like it doesn't get done, that means that there's no show that comes out next week, and that's
yeah. And
that's
I hate
you.
That. I hate yeah. that. There's only been like I would say one or two times. Okay, not one or two, two or three times where I've not been able to release an episode. I've done a pretty good job of trying to stay consistent, but when if there's a week where an episode does not come out, I feel terrible because I feel like so many people have made it a part of their schedule to expect an episode every Wednesday, and then for some reason, if an episode doesn't come out, I feel bad because I'm like disrupting their schedule in a way. They're like, "What happened? Has he stopped?" So, Steffi, you are the segue queen. You brought up how like when you start segue queen, okay, you mentioned how when you start it's kind of like this moving train of once you start you have to stay consistent with it. Have you ever thought about taking an extended break? How is your stamina? Like, how do you feel? Because you're not only doing YouTube, you're doing a podcast as well.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I feel like honestly I'm not really that consistent with the YouTube. Like I might be gone for like a week or so and then I'm like I'm back. But with like the podcast, yeah, there's definitely been times where I'm like, oh my god, like I truly, like there was a period where I was like, maybe I can take a break in the summer, like I could take July off or I could take August off, but then I was like, oh god, no, like I really, like I committed, like I see the schedule and I'm gonna like, no, like god damn it, I didn't get to do those episodes, and it's like really gonna like irk me. But yeah, I mean there's definitely been times when I wanted to like just give up, but then you know you just like take a break. If you like leave it like for a couple hours and give yourself some time to like, okay, let me like not look at my screen, and then you come back, it's like you feel at least for me, you feel somewhat refreshed to okay, let me go back and try this again. And that's like, I don't know, like that's something, like I think that's why a lot of people, they take, while yes, statistically it may be true that there's a lot of people that are wanting to like start a podcast or they are wanting to start a YouTube channel, those first couple of like I would even say years, that's like a weeding process in and of itself. Like the people who actually really want to do it are going to stick to it, and the people that only wanted to do it because they felt a thrill about the idea of doing it for like a day or so, they're gonna not continue. So the first couple of years of doing anything, it's like that's, you know, it's going to separate the weak from the strong.
It's true, because there's a podcast out there that says that most podcasts only have 7 episodes before they never like release an episode again. So it's like a 7 episode milestone mark where if you get past 7 episodes, okay, you're probably going to last for a little bit. That's the thing with me. If I'm going to start something, I want to be consistent with it, because I'm sure whenever I started my podcast, some people were like, yeah, we'll see how long this lasts. But the fact that I've been able to continue going, people are like, wow, he's actually serious about this. And I'm like, yeah, like I want to be serious about everything that I do, because I don't know, especially when you see potential in something, I feel like if I ever took an extended break, I'm losing all momentum, and who knows how many people are unsubscribing, like, ugh, done with this, or moving on to another podcast that's more consistent. I think about stuff like that, and I don't want to lose the momentum that I have, because I started from nothing. Like, I literally started from nothing. I didn't know how to edit. If y'all go back and listen to the earlier episodes, it sounds like trash. It really doesn't.
But you know what? Even though it may not sound as good as it is now, it is actually admirable to go back because you have kind of like proof of your journey per se. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like I, as someone who has been listening since the beginning, like I definitely hear like a growth, especially with the way like Justin edits now. It's like so different from like the yes. way it used to be back in the day. Like he has like segments where people are singing his.
Oh yeah.
his stuff, and he's putting in clips. It's really nice to see.
I've learned a lot of skills because I've been doing working with Upworks, with this, which is this freelance website that hires people for podcasts to edit their podcasts for them. So I'm able to do that because that's crazy how I started from no editing skills to now like a semi-professional that can edit other people's podcasts. It's crazy the growth that you can go through, because I learned all of this myself, and it's interesting because I never looked at YouTube. I've just worked Audacity and be like, okay, how do you do that? Okay, if I do this, okay. Like, it's just interesting to see the evolution of that. And then it's also interesting that you say that it's, you know, admirable to see, like, where I started to where the podcast is now. Because I pondered whether I should delete the older episodes. Do some people like the older episodes of, like, seeing the growth? Or should I just, like, stop it from where I don't want people to hear anymore?
No. I think that's so great, though, that you kept the old episodes up. And I think, like, it also, like... You never know, like, there may be some people who are huge fans of your show and you're kind of inspiring them to start their own podcast. And for me, like, whenever I want to start something new, sometimes, like, that's something I'll do. I'll go back and look at, oh, where were they when they first started? And kind of seeing, like, oh, okay, like, things weren't, like, as clean as they are now. It's like, oh, okay, so, like, if they started out like this, then I can, like, you know, I have somewhere to go to, grow to, too. And it doesn't seem like the idea of starting a podcast or the idea of starting a YouTube channel doesn't seem as intimidating, because it's like, oh, it humanizes their, like, journey, I guess.
Yeah, I'm human, too. I make mistakes, like... I didn't know anything beforehand, and now I know a lot. And it's just, you know, with continuing and being consistent, that's, you know, what I've learned throughout it. And consistency is hard. I know both Steffi and I said that, you know, we tried to stay consistent. But I will tell you, being consistent is really hard because... Ooh, stuff happens. We have lives too. Like, this is not the only thing that we have going. So,
oh my gosh,
you know,
yes.
When you're balanced. Yeah. And that's another thing that people don't realize. This
that's
is not
another
my
thing.
Full-time
I was literally
job.
Like, when you said that, I was like, okay, yes.
This is not my full-time job. This is my hobby with potential.
Uh-huh. Exactly. I think like that's another thing too, is I feel like some people who listen to the podcast or like they may watch you online, it's like they don't realize that like you don't exist outside of the internet. Like there's other things going on in your life. And that's, I think for me, sometimes that's what I find kind of annoying, is when people expect you to like, I don't know, kind of be at their ready and
be at their beck and call.
Yeah. And be a bit demanding. And like, they'll be like, well, where is this? Where is that? And it's like, okay, like I have other things that I'm doing with my life. This is literally, I don't know. That's
'cause there's been times where I even like, there's been times where I even checked in on Steffi because I saw that she was releasing episodes of her YouTube channel like back to back to back to back. I was like, are you alive? Like, how is everything going? Because I noticed that you've like have been grinding with these YouTube videos, and knowing how much it takes to edit, I was like, okay, is she okay?
Yeah. I was fine then. Because see, that's something that I learned too, is like I, at least in when it comes to my videos, is I wait until I have a good chunk of them done. And if I know I'm going to release those every day, then I start releasing them. Like I'm not,
okay.
I used to make the mistake of like, once it's done, then you upload, girl. Like I don't know anymore. It's like, you have to give yourself a couple of, you know, videos, and then that's when you can start, because God, that's, oof. That was a dark time, because it's
it was, or it was, I mean, for you, I love how I'm like speaking for you. It was like, yeah,
it was, wasn't it, girl? I was in the tunnel with you. Yeah, it can be overwhelming for sure. But yeah, it's definitely, it's an interesting experience making stuff here online. You're kind of like,
it is. It, like, have you ever compared yourself to other people? Because I will say, whenever Steffi started her podcast, when I listened to the first episode, I was like, wow, like it made me feel so bad, because I was like, my podcast is so like Steffi, like from the get-go, she had all the clips in, she had all these transitions. I was like, Wow, I need to really like step it up. So in a way, Steffi kind of like motivated me to step up my game and make my best, you know, quality episodes. Because I was like, wow, from the get-go, she started out good. I started out trash and have got better over time. But for her to like start good and continue to get better, I was like, wow, like I suck.
Oh, no. Okay, well, first of all, that's a lie. I feel like, I think we take positive things from what we, from different things that we listen to. Mm-hmm. I mean, like with Justin, I will say, aside from me always being like, oh my God, he's like so consistent when it comes to like uploading and also promoting his stuff. Whereas mm-hmm. like I literally disappear. Justin's also really good. Like Justin is such an attentive listener and he's really good at like asking questions and things. And like for me, sometimes, at least with the nature of my podcast, I feel like very like, okay, we just got to get through this segment and this segment and this segment. And sometimes it may not, like, honestly, it's not like I'm not listening, but also in the back of my head, I'm thinking like, okay, we need to like keep it moving forward. Whereas with Justin, like, I feel like he's always very 100% there with his guest. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess like in a way, like you are sometimes like comparing yourself to other people, but hopefully like, and you know, it's only human nature. Like sometimes you may get down on yourself and you're like, oh my God, that person's so much better at me than in doing X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
But you have to like, you can't like let yourself sit in that mental place of like, look at them and look at me. Like you should try and like let that motivate you to mm-hmm. also kind of improve on what you do.
Yeah.
And I mean, like that's like natural too, especially with social media. Like you can't help but like compare yourself. Like I feel like I tend to compare myself more or so like on like a YouTube front, because I'll be like, yeah, oh my God, look at this person. Like I sometimes, like, this is probably gonna sound like really pretentious, but I'll like look at other people's content and I'm like, that's not even that good, but yet there's so many people who are like watching
it's
their
time
stuff.
To be messy. Yeah, it's time to be messy.
Who are
here
watching
we go
their stuff and I'm like, what the like I don't get it. I don't understand. But then it's like, okay, well, maybe you should start making, like, if you want to kind of make a video that's not necessarily like similar, but if you think you could make a video that's better, then why
then
don't
do
you
it.
Like, try and do that?
Yeah.
So,
yes. Yeah, I'm glad you brought this up, Steffi. Because, okay, there's this YouTube channel that Steffi and
I
are both.
Oh my God, are we really going to like name the channel right now?
I'm not naming the channel.
Okay.
I'm
like,
not
oh my
naming
God,
the channel.
The stands are going to come after us.
But there's this YouTube channel that Steffi and I are both familiar with. And the stuff that this individual does, I'm like, I can do this. And the person has a lot
like
of subscribers.
A lot, you guys. Like, a lot of subscribers. Like, honestly, if we name the channel, like, truly, any of us could.
Yeah.
Any of us. We just, like, Justin and I literally, like, spend, like, hours sometimes being like, I just don't get it. Like, the research, like, literally reading off a Wikipedia page. And
yeah.
Then you go to their comments, they're like, oh, I never knew that this person should have their own show. And it's like, their own show? Like,
yeah,
whoa,
like,
girl.
I know
I
so
know
much more than them yeah. off the top of my head. Like, this person is clearly, like, reading off of a teleprompter or something. And, even the editing stuff, I was like, this is doable. I can definitely do this and do it a lot better, too.
Yeah, it's like I mean, let me make a PowerPoint presentation, girl. That's what we're going to be doing, uploading PowerPoint presentations on YouTube.
Oh my goodness. I was like, man, if 4 years ago, if I had to, oh, I would have had over, I promise you, I would have had over a million subscribers.
Literally, if I knew that's all it took, oh man, watch out.
Steffi, because the stuff that person is doing, I know for certainly that you can do that much better with the skill that you already have with your YouTube channel.
And also, Justin, I feel like with the way, like, especially with, like, the way you edit your podcast now, and also with just how, like, there's certain topics that Justin and I, like, overlap and share.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, too, even though he has literally never made a YouTube video, aside from, like, your Q&A before.
Uh-huh.
Justin, too, can attain and easily make a video that's better. And I think, like, that's why Justin and I have this, like, shared frustration over this channel. Because we're like, what the hell? I don't know. It's so hard. With like social media, sometimes you're just like, how is this person this big?
I know. Oh, sometimes, I don't know, it's luck of the algorithm. Sometimes it's
luck of the algorithm.
Content.
I don't know.
Yeah, content that people want to see. And that content definitely people, you know, are polarized about. It gets comments, it gets likes, it gets shares. Now that you've done both YouTube and podcasting, do you like podcasting more or YouTube more?
I think there's different things that I like about both of them. It's kind of hard for me to choose which one I like more. Like, on the one hand, with podcasts, what I like is getting to talk to people about like a particular thing. Like, that's something that I don't really do on my YouTube channel, so it's nice in that way, and I feel like I've kind of been able to quote unquote like grow my social circle or grow like a network of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do like about YouTube is that I only have to worry about me, myself, and I.
Right. I know.
I don't have to worry about other people. I can just like, okay, if I want to do it now, we do it now. And that's it. I don't really have to wait on someone else or like, you know, kind of make sure schedules are working with someone. It's just, I do it automatically. But yeah, I mean, they're both a bit different for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, I do also like, I don't know, like with sometimes with like, because of the nature of my channel and it's covering pop culture, I've never really run into this issue with the podcast yet where I've had a stan be like, I did not like how you talked about, I don't know, Britney Spears.
You're so respectful like, though.
I really do try to be respectful. And I think it's because I feel like there's so many like pop culture commentary stuff where whether it's like a podcast or a YouTube channel where it's like, I think it's easy to be a bit mean-spirited. And I don't think I'm naturally that person anyways, but I wouldn't want to add to the space in that way. I think it's actually a bit more challenging to try and like, okay, let's like look at like the good, and we can also be critical of maybe the not so great things, but we could like say it in a way that's like not disrespectful, whereas like I feel most of the internet space is filled with like, yeah, let's just like be freaking mean for no reason.
Yeah.
So that's what I try to do, at least with both especially. I've never gotten angry stans on my podcast ever before.
Good.
But even with the YouTube channel, I've gotten some like people who are like, oh my god, I love you, blah 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 blah. But I've also gotten some people that were like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like there's certain shows that I cover where I'm like, oh girl, here we go again. Like it's this time. It's this show's time.
Steffi, let me tell you, Steffi is very like a very sweet person. Like she is very sweet. And we would handle things differently. If somebody was I'm telling y'all, if somebody was coming at me the way some of her fans and stans come at her, I would be cussing them out in the comments. I'll be, listen here, bitch. Listen here. Listen here. This is my channel. I talk about what I want, when I want. If you don't like it, go to somebody else's channel, because this ain't it. This ain't it.
There was that one time, I mean, I'm going to be completely honest. The show that I have the most difficult covering is American Horror Story. American Horror Story fans, if you're listening to this episode, there are some of you in your little faction over there that are a bit...
faction.
They're a bit too wild for me. They kind of, the bad apple tends to spoil the bunch.
Mm.
It's like so incredible because like they get mad at me for not remembering certain things.
Like
these people don't understand that, like, first of all, like I don't know. Obviously there's some certain shows like I have watched multiple times, but like American Horror Story's not that show for me. And they get upset if I don't catch something right away. But then like you also forget that like this is my first time watching the episode. Like that's kind of the point of those videos. And then they just like, I don't know, it just gets to like a really like, ooh, girl, like you are doing a lot. And there was one time when I addressed a comment and in one of the videos, and I'm pretty sure that that really riled more people. Like, yeah, let's say something so then she'll notice us. And then like after that, I was like, I will never, like truly after I started not responding to comments anymore because it just like, it was too much. And like both like the good comments and the bad comments, I'm just like, this is too much. We don't respond anymore. Like you'll feel special if you get like a little like hard comment from me, or maybe I'll like respond really quickly with like, haha, so funny. But like I'm never gonna be like a full dissertation. Like I remember at one point when I was doing Handmaid's Tale, people used to literally like write dissertation responses, and not like mean, but they were very like analytical in their
analysis.
And I was just like, oh my god, like I feel bad, like, this person wrote so much, like, I need to respond to this. So I would literally, like, allocate, like, hours of just me reading through the comments, and I was like, oh no, girl, we cannot do this. Can't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's a lot on you. And that's what I talk about when sometimes we spread ourselves too thin. Sometimes it's not necessary to do all that. We do have lives outside of the stuff that we create, and we should be able to do other things besides, like, catering to the people that love the content that we produce, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't even like texting. Like, even in real life, I hate texting. I'm telling you, I DM my friends on Instagram more than I text them because I don't like texting. I think it's because I can see that they've read my message, so there's a comfort in knowing that something was seen. So, you know what I mean? But I don't like texting, and even I run into that issue, not even with people that enjoy the podcast, but with people in real life where they'll send me long texts, and I feel an obligation to give them that same energy that they gave me with another long text back to show that I'm giving thought to this response. Yeah. If you were able to type up this long thing, the least I can do is give you a detailed response back.
Right. It's like then we're both like writing like the 8th Harry Potter book and our messages here. It's just like, girl, what is happening? Like, might as well just call each other at this point.
Right.
I don't know.
Because the worst thing somebody I feel like I can do is somebody, you know, sends me a long message and I respond with haha or LOL. It's like, wow.
Wow, really? LOL? That's all you have to say? Or just like the laughing emoji.
Yeah. Ugh, I feel bad. But let me see. What else? What other questions did I have? What do you hate most about podcasting / YouTube? Do you think you addressed that? Like, what do you hate most about podcasting or YouTube?
Yeah, I think I addressed that. Like, it's always like for basically the people. I'm just kidding. no. I think, yeah, it's like with podcasting, it's just, I would say it's kind of just like booking and scheduling and all of that is always just like, oh God, like I get really stressed about that because I think also I'm just someone who's like naturally introverted.
Oh.
And I don't really like to reach out to people in general. Like even people who know me in real life, I'm like, bye. Like it's very common for me to like not really like talk to them for like periods of time, and not because like I obviously don't like them, but that's just like me. So because of the nature of the podcast now, I didn't have to worry about it back then, but now it's like I really do have to go out of my way and try and like reach out and be like, hey, are you free? And like even after I do that, I'm like, oh girl, I'm tired. Like it's exhausting sometimes, like sourcing out your energy.
And with how many segments you have, like prepping them, because prepping is another thing that we didn't talk about. Like, I have to make sure that my guests know the segments. It's easier because I don't have as many segments and it's pretty straightforward. You have off the chest, you have in the news, and then just the main topic. But for Steffi, y'all, she has Tinseltown Showdown, poppity pop popcorn,
we're spilling tea, then we're gonna read some receipts. We're doing a lot on the podcast.
Yes, Technicolor something. You know.
Oh my God. Woo. Honestly, though, so when I eventually get Justin on my podcast, you will actually be surprised with I send a template of like you know, like a sheet of like, okay, this is what we're gonna do, and here's a little spiel about this segment. But I essentially leave it blank. Like it's really up to you to fill it out.
Wow.
That's as much prep as you
I feel
can.
So bad because for Steffi, like whenever I asked her to join me on this episode, I sent her nothing. I was like, hey, are you free on this day? I was like,
no, honestly, that's like fine for me. Like that's actually refreshing to me because I feel like that actually kind of I didn't feel like that pressured when I didn't have like, okay, this is the agenda and here's this and we're covering this. It felt more like of a free flowing, like,
yeah,
okay, we're just going to have a conversation here, which is why it's always nice to come on here.
Yes.
On the podcast.
Steffi, it's always, honestly, it really is fun having you on the show. It's always natural. It's always fun. There's never a dull moment.
Hopefully your listeners aren't tired of me.
I don't think so. If I'm not tired of Angie, I don't think they're tired of you.
Shout out to Angie.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That is Steffi's co-host that she has on her show from time to time.
Literally, like, when she says from time to time,
every other week.
Means, like, every other week. But, yeah, because sometimes, like, do you ever worry, though, when you book, like, certain people, like, oh, I have to make sure I don't book this person too much because a listener... Have you ever gotten listener yes. people who were like, I don't like that person?
Yes. Really? I'll just say he's probably not going to listen this far into the episode anyway, but my friend DeAndre, like, he's kind of controversial. He has some interesting takes. And I remember whenever I posted that I had him back like 3 weeks after I had him on previously, and a couple people responded to my story once they saw he was a guest, and they're like, again? Ugh.
God.
Yeah.
And how does he feel about that?
I don't think he cares. I think he loves it. I think he gets off on like people like being rattled by the stuff that he says.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some people that they like that. I'm not one of those people.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Like,
oh, God,
please like me. No, just kidding.
Well, everybody wants to be liked. That's the thing.
Yeah, to a certain extent. Yeah, sure. But, yeah, there's some people that, I from the episodes that I've listened when he's on, he seems to have, like, a tough skin.
He doesn't care. Enjoy that. Yeah, he does not care at all. And I love that because I love having guests that aren't afraid to come on. Because the worst guest is, like, somebody that's scared to come on. And that makes me uncomfortable because it's, like, they censor themselves. Because I've had guests that are scared that they'll get canceled based on something that they'll say. So they censor themselves so much on the episode and it doesn't make for the greatest content. Cursing like a sailor or anything. Just I encourage people to just be yourself because I think that it's evident when you're holding back and, you know, people can tell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I feel like people can most definitely tell if you're, like, kind of hiding something.
Mm-hmm. Transparency is the key.
Absolutely.
Did you have anything that you wanted to ask me? Any, like, dire questions? Anything that you wanted to pick my brain about?
Okay. Well, I mean, this would be a good question I feel like to end on is where, in an ideal world, like, where do you ultimately see your podcast going? Like, what would you like the podcast to become? Like, what is your, like, ultimate goals and dreams for the podcast? Or do you have any? Are you just like, I'm just going to keep going and trucking along, girl? And
no way. Like, I think it's important for everybody to set goals. You never want to be in a position where you're just stagnant, where you're just constantly releasing episodes, no growth, no evolution. Because there's been YouTube channels that I've, you know, followed for a long time. There's been no growth. They're recording behind the same green screen that they've started in.
Oh, no.
Their subscriber count has stayed, you know, the same and maybe has even trended negatively. That's not a position I ever want to be in. I always want to improve, whether that's editing, whether that's the guests that I have on, the sound quality, everything. I want to, you know, make sure that I'm giving my best content. So to answer your question, where do I see the podcast going? I see the podcast like morphing into a show and somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. People that have listened to the show say that they see me having my own show. I'm like, that's ambitious. That's interesting. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I that's where I see the show going. I think that if I can just stay consistent, I feel like my podcast has potential, and I don't want to say that, like, I have potential, the podcast is going places. Like, I don't want to ever, like, come off like that at all, but I do think that if I'm able to stay consistent, I can see, like, you know, everything growing and me being able to, like, have a deal with another, like, big podcasting what do they call it? A podcasting family where I'll be like
a podcast network.
Yeah, a podcast network where I'm added to that and then I'm sponsored and then I can outsource somebody to edit the show and outsource somebody to run my social media. So in that aspect, I see myself growing in that regard. And then obviously I have higher goals of maybe one day the right person will hear this, like me, like the content that I produce. And then they'll want me to like have my own like show, like sponsored in some way. So that's I hopefully see the show. And who knows? I can have that goal and maybe something even better comes along.
Right. Yeah, totally. No, I could see that for you. So do you ever think, like, would you ever want to have a video component to your show? I think
yes.
You said that earlier, right?
Yeah, I'm working on that. I really want to have that because I think that video is a way for me to grow the show because it's one thing for people to hear me, but another thing for people to actually see me. Because I feel like that's a quick way to grow because people feel connected more so in many ways to somebody they can see. Because I talked about how people feel connected to people that they hear, but having that extra component can only add to the value that you bring.
Right. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. I think sky's the limit for this podcast for sure.
Thank you.
Your audience is growing and you're engaging with the audience, which is like always a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I want to turn the question on you. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Where do you see the podcast, you know, going? Do you have goals set aside for where you want it to go? And same with your YouTube channel.
I feel like, okay, with the podcast, eventually it would be really cool if we could have someone on that actually worked on the movie that, you know, we have covered in the past. Mm-hmm. That would be cool to actually engage with someone on that side of the industry and get to talk to them a little bit in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the podcast, it's so early days because, I mean, we're still like
6 months in.
Yeah, we literally just started this year. So it's kind of hard for me to envision like concrete of what I would like for that podcast to become. I'm literally just like, just take 1 week at a time. But yeah, I mean, hopefully one day we can get people who are part of these projects on and kind of get to talk to them a little bit. Growing the audience, of course, is always a plus. I would like to somehow integrate it more with the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I still have to figure out how exactly I'm going to do that. But yeah, maybe integrate it a little bit more with the YouTube channel. And then with the YouTube front, I don't know, like, I just want to keep making, I want to definitely start making other kinds of videos, because a lot of people always ask for more reaction review videos. Hopefully, in terms of, like, goals, I would love, I don't know, like, I feel like TV networks are kind of, I don't know if they necessarily, like, look down on, like, these podcasting stuff and, like, on YouTube, and they're like, ugh, that's, like, new media. We can only engage with, like, traditional media outlets. But like, I would love if eventually, like, a TV network, like, reaches out and is like, hey, I will send you an advanced copy of such and such episode. So, like, you'll have that ready to go to post, like, once the episode comes out. Because, like, there are truly so many fans of shows that watch these kinds of videos. Like, I feel like TV networks, TV executives, they're not tapping into that particular, like, fan base. Like,
yeah,
they're not tapping into that. So I would love, hopefully, if one day the YouTube channel can, like, work with maybe, like, an AMC or, like, a BBC or, like, a Hulu or a Netflix, and we could try and, like, think of, like, how can we, like, some sort of, like, collaborative joint thing where it's, like, I'm helping your show, but you're also kind of, like, you know, giving me some street cred here, too, by collaborating. Mm-hmm. I would like, but yeah, I want to do like other kinds of videos too. It's hard because there's so many people, like, you finish a show and then someone's like, please watch this show. And they're like, no, please watch this show. And it's like, no, please watch this show. And it's like, I look at how many episodes of that show there are and it's like a lot. And I'm like, okay, wait, I don't even have time to watch the shows that I want to watch. So yeah,
so many shows and so little time.
It gets hard, but hopefully, I don't know. Yeah. One day networks will, you know, start to be a little bit more collaborative with people who cover pop culture on YouTube. That's what I say.
It's easy to want to give up, because I feel like whenever people start a YouTube channel or start a podcast, they expect to have 1 million subscribers and 100,000 listeners right away. It doesn't work like that. Like, I've had to build my audience, you know, slowly along the way, and I've been lucky in some instances and that's helped out a lot. But literally, people are starting from scratch, especially independent people, to build up their stuff. So if y'all out there want to start a YouTube channel or want to start a podcast, understand that, you know, growth is not overnight. A lot of people that we see and we classify them as overnight successes are truly not overnight successes, because they're out here grinding. Look at Lizzo. Yeah. You might have thought that Lizzo was in her early 20s. She is 32. So nothing is ever overnight, and you just have to believe in yourself. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to practice what I preach.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely. And sometimes there are those days where you're like, ooh, this is hard to practice.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to practice. I know, because I know if I ever take a break, I'm never coming back.
Oh, really?
Yes, if I take an extended break.
Is that why you don't want to take a break?
Yes, that's why I've been so consistent, because I know I'm the type of person that break feels so good, because the times I didn't release an episode, I was like, ooh, this is going to be hard to get back into this again. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, interesting.
Yeah, because if I take a break, y'all will never see an episode. I'm letting y'all know right now. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah, sometimes I feel like I need like a couple days. So I just take the couple days and pill, here we go. But
pray for us, y'all. Pray for us. Pray for these content creators that are out here grinding and, you know, with erratic sleep schedules too.
I know. People honestly do not realize how inconsistent like online creators' sleep schedules are.
Oof. If only they knew.
If only they knew. That should be the name of your episode. If only they knew.
If only y'all knew. If only y'all knew what we go through.
Oh my God.
Oof, man. Ooh, man. Steffi. Yeah. Oh, we have done it. We have done our actors on actors, creators on creators. It is here for the people to hear because we have these conversations all the time, but this is the first time we've put it to a mic. So
yeah.
I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. This was an off my chest for sure. This is therapy. Steffi, I don't know if you feel the same way.
I felt like I had just a nice little therapy session here. You know, it'd be interesting, Justin, if like in a couple years we do this again and we kind of see how far we've come.
I know. Imagine us 2 years episode. From now. The video component added, new mics, new everything. Woo!
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, like, did we grow? Did we?
Or did I take a break and never come back?
And then the new episode will never come out, and that's how you took a break.
Yeah, that's how y'all know. But we shall see. Only time will tell. So, yeah, Steffi, thank you for joining me on this episode.
Of course, always a pleasure to be on Polar Opposites. So much fun to talk about all these lovely topics.
Yes, it's so fun. I feel like it's like an escape for you because you don't have to be tied down to a movie. You can talk about anything.
Yeah. Right, because I'm always very, if you guys consume any of my like media that I put out, it's always very like strict on we are staying on topic to said movie or said show. I think I always kind of like hesitate a little bit to put my personal life out there because I am a bit weary with like interesting people on the internet.
So right.
it is Woo. Nice to actually come on here and talk, you know, a little bit more candidly.
Talk your stuff, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Steffi, plug your social media for the people so they can follow you.
Well, if you're interested in following me on a social media, I'm at INN_MHO on Twitter and Instagram. I have a YouTube channel. It's called In My Humble Opinion. And then for the podcast, I host a podcast called Diva Dailies. So you could look us up there on iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And then you can follow us at Diva Dailies Pod on Twitter
and
Instagram.
She won't post, though.
I won't post, though. Like, literally, the last post I have on the Instagram page is a picture, I think, of Selena back in January. So, I mean, if you are a fan of Selena, you can like that picture. And yes. That's pretty much it.
Yes. Steffi. Always a good time. Oh, so goodness. Fun recording with you. You guys, yes. I hope you enjoyed this episode. This was fun for me. This was therapeutic.
Yeah.
Hopefully
your
fun.
Listeners will like appreciate now, especially because this is your podcast, they'll appreciate how much work you put into your show.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because there's a lot that was said.
I know. So y'all, reach out. Don't feel, after hearing this, don't feel like, man, after hearing this, I'm never reaching out.
Justin was like, and we never got a message again.
Ever again. Please, yeah, feel free to reach out. We said what we said, but I really do encourage you guys to get into contact with me. Tell me if you liked the show. Tell me if you hated the show. Rate the show. Subscribe. All that good stuff. So with that being said, I really hope y'all have a good rest of your week. Stay safe. Wear your mask. And as always, I will catch you guys on the next one.